There's more security on the streets of Iraq's major cities as the country gets ready for Sunday's elections. By Friday, all travel between Iraq's 18 provinces will be banned, and the borders and the airports will be closed. Insurgents have vowed to disrupt the vote. But in the country's predominantly Shiite Muslim south, many Iraqis plan to go to the polls, and they're busy making plans for Election Day. NPR's Deborah Amos has the story from Basra.
With days to go before the national vote, the city of Basra is on edge. At Iraq's Election Commission office, Iraqis have to get through three layers of heavily armed guards to get inside. Now, Iraq National Guard patrols drive the back roads of this city, masked gunmen in crowded open trucks. Ordinary Iraqis are preparing too, talking over voting plans long into the night. Their calculations are almost impossible for Americans to imagine. Juliana Daoud Youssef, a newspaper editor, says she and her husband have decided to go to the polls separately.
We won't go together. Possibly I'll go before him or he goes before me. I mean, just in case something happens, so we're not together, our daughters, yeah. No.
She does not finish the thought. Her deep concerns about her two daughters covered over with a forced laugh. The subject comes up again at the Basra University Law School, where the dean, Hashim Al-Jazari, says his family argues about the candidates over dinner every night. As a family, they have agreed on a different strategy for voting day.
We go to all together, because if something happened to die, all of us, or to live, all of us. If something happened wrong, we don't prefer somebody dies and somebody is still alive.
With so much uncertainty surrounding the vote, Iraqis here try to shrug off the fears and focus on the future. This is a beginning, says Al-Jazari, but it will take a generation for the country to recover.
I am not going to see full democracy applied in Iraq, but I think my sons are going to see that moment.
There have been no specific threats to this city of 1.8 million people. But in the past few weeks, a number of political assassinations and bombings has put the city on alert. Basra is preparing for a surge of attacks, says Kevin Smith, a police commander from Ireland who's working with the Iraqi police in Basra.
Let's not be under any illusion. You know, there is a significant threat to Basra as well as anywhere else, both in intimidation and indeed, you know, to disrupt these elections.
Fear has not stopped the campaigning. At the headquarters of Dawa, one of the Islamic parties that runs this city, Mickey Mushin runs the Get Out the Vote drive for his party's candidates in the national and the local elections. He says he plans to walk to the polls with his family, but he's been too busy to think much about it.
I have a team. Job, work night and day, 24 hours, printing leaflet and distribute it in whole government.
And for the first time, a campaign song has played on the streets of Basra. This campaign jingle promotes one of the strongest groups contesting the election, the United Iraqi Alliance, known by its ballot number 169. Our party is like a garden, goes the song. Iraqis are the flowers that come up because of the blood of those who gave their lives for Iraq. It is a powerful message to the Shiite community persecuted under Saddam's regime, an emotional appeal, a reason to vote. You have suffered, says the lyrics, been killed and tortured by the previous regime. Vote. It is what your religious leaders want you to do. Despite the dangers, turnout is expected to be high in southern Iraq. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Basra.